Dis 11:33, jy is ingeskakel hier by KSC at Work. Saam met my, Michelle, tot en met 12:00 vandag, maar nou eers op die lyn saam met my. Good morning, Nomzamo. How are you doing?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, Nomzamo Matatlana, she's the Cape Town Branch Manager, TCB. And I'm going to ask you some questions today. What is taking care of business and how do you help unemployed people?
Taking Care of Business is an enterprise development program where we help unemployed people by teaching them business skills and giving them access to great clothing stock, appliances. We have four different programs. We've got Resell, where we help unemployed moms. So this is anybody with a child that's under 18 that's currently not working. What we do is we recruit them. We teach them how to run a business. They get 800 rands worth of stock to start off with. Then we help them through. We support them all the way for a period of 2 years where they get a business mentor. They get life coaching because we understand.
Yeah.
And our program is a very holistic one. So we've got life coaching and we also provide some counseling when it's needed. And we've got a wonderful program called Me and My Money, which we start off with, where we do personal finance. You know, we talk about what is the relationship with money and things like that. So four of our programs cover that. So the resale is with the clothing, and then we also have repair, which is with appliances. There we work with men. With the men, they also learn the business skills. They have the holistic approach. What is in addition to that is that besides, you know, buying and selling the appliances, they also learn technical skills, which is a skill that they can have for all their lives. So they've got two ways of bringing income to themselves by fixing items in the community as well as just buying and reselling the items. We also have Remake. Remake, we work with wonderful seamstresses from the community where we elevate their level of sewing. They get taught design, they get taught pattern making, also covered with the business skills, etc., and then they're able to make money for themselves. The whole idea is to uplift the family. We empower essentially the people that are, you know, that are taking care of the next generation, and we truly believe in a holistic approach and understanding that all parts of families, the mom must, you know, must get some help, the father must get some help, and essentially that's how we do it.
Nomzamo, tell me more about the TCB programs.
So as mentioned, it's a training program that we run over a period of 2 years. In the training program, they learn essential business skills. So you're doing your record keeping. So we start a person from scratch. What is their understanding of their expenses? They write down the expenses. Sometimes it's very revealing for a person to understand where is their money going and how they use it. Predominantly, the people that we work with are already selling, some of them. Some of them have never sold, not even once. But what they do within the program, because we're teaching them all of these skills, they're able to see where their problems are lying in terms of how they manage their finances. They're able to save, and we work with them throughout in all of our programs. So it's the business skills training, the life skills training, financial skills training, it's life coaching, it's business mentoring, and they use that then to strengthen their businesses and make an income for themselves. So essentially, they purchase from us and they're able to sell in their communities. So communities are basically also able to have access to, you know, items that they would never have access to at a much cheaper price.
So how can people join your Resell, Repair and Remake program?
It's very simple. We use social media. You know, you can Google Taking Care of Business, befriend us on our social media platforms. We do post on Facebook. We have open days. During the open day, we explain exactly what the programs are, and you're able to check whether you fit into our criteria. We've got different criteria, but across all of them, you have to be a South African citizen. For resale specifically, because we're working with mothers, that one, you have to have a child that's under 18. With Remake, the criteria that you should at least have some idea or desire to want to sew. With Repair, you have to be male, obviously, and you know, have a desire, you know, a basic desire, or you can see that you've got a talent to fix things within the home.
Where are the TCB offices, Nomzomo?
We've got offices all over the country, but specifically in Cape Town, we are in Thornton. It's 33 Thor Circle, 31 Thor Circle, and 1 Odin Road. But if you're able to get to 33 Thor Circle, it's not too far from OK's, which is it's a landmark. Here in Thornton, we should be able to direct you to where you need to be. So 33 Thor Circle in Cape Town.
Recently, it was Mandela Day. How did people get involved?
Mandela Day is such a wonderful time for us because it's an opportunity for us to interact with some of our wonderful retailers. We have beautiful retailers that donate stock to us. So ShopRite got involved. They invited some of our traders, our repair traders, to come through to the offices. They have huge space, and they donated appliances to the program, meaning that we can use those appliances for reselling purposes and to for them to be fixed by the guys. But what was really lovely is that they invited us to their offices, so we had six men that were able to sell the items. We're talking about air fryers, we're talking about very nice kettles that they were able to sell, and each one walked away with a minimum of 3,000 on the day.
Wow.
So it was really lovely, and we're able to engage with the CSI staff, which is really, really awesome. We also had RFO. RFO clothing came through. We had close to 20 of their staff members come to our premises, donate their time. So they had, we had 7,000 units that they donated to us. And they also engaged in de-branding, working in our receiving space, spent the day with us, spoiled us with lovely, lovely coffee. And we're able just to engage and share stories and share the successes of all of the, you know, all of the fruits of what they do, because they donated that stuff, we're able to do what it is that we do, and we change so many people's lives because of it. We also were partnering with Momentum. So some of our staff members went to Momentum, where we, in partnership, were able to clothe 100 youth with interview clothing and accessories, just getting them ready, because not everybody has the right attire to get to an interview. And it does so much to have, you know, that confidence in your first interview as you're trying to get into the workplace for the first time. So it's just wonderful, the work that we're able to do with the help of our partners, and to be able to engage with them in that way is just, it's really strengthening, and you can feel the spirit, and the ladies themselves, the people that are getting involved, they have an understanding. We can see that together, truly, with our partners, with our retail partners, we can change, you know, South Africa for the better. And that's what, you know, taking care of business is doing with our retailers. So thank you very much to ShopRite, CSI. Thank you to RFO. Thank you to Momentum. There's so many programs. Clicks, we had a wonderful partnership with Clicks recently, where we were, you know, engaging in activities for the Bro Nation celebration. I call it the Bro Nation celebration. They've got a program specifically for men called Bro Nation. So they came in. They also, we had a barista. We had men getting their hair cut. We had a pool table. It's a whole energy and vibe. It's like a daytime party that we had, just celebrating men, which is not done, you know, a lot in our communities. It was such a proud moment to see them playing, to see them just, you know, relaxing and, you know, the whole day just being about them. So we were really privileged to be engaging in such and to have such wonderful retail partners. I think, you know, the retail industry in South Africa is really commendable, because we're very lucky. We're very lucky in terms of the multiple retailers that we are engaging with, and their generosity is amazing. And as a result, we get to see essentially the positive that is happening. We get to see people transform right in front of our eyes. And it's all because of them.
Nomzomo, how can people support or get involved with TCB throughout the year?
So throughout the year, we're always needing and wanting appliances. So the appliances, you know, the kettle that you're always using, that you liked, but now is no longer working, we welcome it here because it can help someone else to bring in income. Your old clothing, you can come and donate it to us at any time. As well as material, like if you're working for a retail space or a CMT where you've got, you know, waste in terms of fabric, it could really assist, because a remake is all about that, retransforming what you would think is waste and making something out of it. So that's how people can help.
What do you love about working at TCV?
For me, I think it's seeing people change, it's seeing the positive change, and the transformation is very real. I've been working in the NGO space for quite a long time, and to visually see people, because some of the changes, some of the interventions, they take years to see change. At TCB, once a person arrives, within the first month, you can see people, you know, opening their eyes, because we create such a positive environment and people feel safe. But also, our emphasis is that we assist you to do. So it's a very enabling environment where people get to see. We create what we call I can moments. So the people gain more and more confidence in themselves, and what they learn is something that also, you know, influences how they interact with their children and their families, and dignity is brought through that. So it's really rewarding to be able to see that and being involved with that. I feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose through it.
Can you talk about a specific person or success story from TCB?
Right, there's this one lady. Her name is Olga Ndongeni. Olga is such an exemplary person. So Olga didn't, she was working essentially, and then she lost her job during COVID. And as a result, they had to move out of home and rent their home so that they could make an income, which was very grueling for her, and she couldn't afford. I think she stays in Kailisha somewhere, and her children are going to Kraaifontein. She couldn't afford transport money for them. So as a sacrifice, the whole family moved into a one-room shack, which was really challenging for the entire family. She, luckily her husband, started the program with repair and selling appliances, and she would assist him. But what was happening is that the money was going towards the food. To cut a long story short, she essentially also joined the resale program. So, both parents, engaging with NTCB programs, she's able to buy and sell to such an extent that her dignity was restored. When she started, she said, I was really struggling and I had forgotten myself, and TCB made me remember who I am, which is a very positive testimony to what we do, because the work is so in depth and it's so holistic. So there's a lot of trauma that happens and there's a lot of healing that happens. And with her, she's been such an example. So she's been able to essentially go back home because she's making enough money. Her son got involved in the program, assisting her in her selling, and he took a year off and assisted in the business, and now he's at CPUT doing engineering course.
Sure.
And she's able to pay for her younger child school fees. They're back at home, and she's always the one always willing to help others, always willing to hear other people's stories, and even takes them helping multiple people within communities. Because, you know, we get really stuck. Some people say, I never imagined myself wearing, a school shoe from Woolworths.
And
they're able to get it at a cheap price through her. And she's very intentional around, helping other people, because she knows where she came from and how she's had to rise up.
Wow. Nomzamo Matotlona, thank you very much again for your time today. It was very interesting talking to you. And keep on doing what you're doing, making a difference in the community. And thanks for sharing all the stories. I'm sure there's a lot more success stories that you can share, but we ran out of time. But we can have an interview again and follow up on all those other success stories that you can share.
I would love that so much. Thank you so much for the platform. I think it's through, it's through platforms like this, more and more people get to hear what we do, and we can grow, and we can even help more people as a result. So thank you very much for inviting us as well.
Just before we greet, how can the listeners get hold of you and my contact?
So we are available on Facebook. It's Taking Care of Business. So we are open in terms of calling in to ask more questions. Our number is 021-531-2134, 021-531-2134. 2134. Our email address is info@tcb.org.za. info@tcb.org.za, and our website is www.tcb.org.za.
Nonzomo?
We do have a Facebook page, and you can befriend us there so that you can get all of the information that you need as and when things happen.
Thank you very, very much. You must have an awesome day and enjoy the rest of your week. And yeah, as I say, just keep on making a difference out there in the community.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Bye. Daar was Nomzamo Matotlana, TCB Cape Town Branch Manager, wat 'n bietjie met ons gesels het vandag. 'N Lekker vol program gewees vandag. Ek hoop jy vat vandag iets daarom saam met jou huis toe, wat ons gesels het oor, soos ek gesê het, ons het gesels oor om gesonde grense te stel, en jy moet onthou, dis nie 'n teken van selfsug nie, dis 'n daad van selfrespek. Dit is hoe jy vir jouself sê, ek is werd om beskermd te word. En onthou, grense is nie mure nie, dis 'n hek. Jy kies wie inkom, hoe lank hulle gaan bly en hoe hulle jou behandel. So onthou, jy leer ander hoe om jou te hanteer, deur hoe jy jouself hanteer. Geef jouself daardie toestemming, dis jou reg, dis jou verantwoordelikheid. Dankie dat jy weer saam met my gekuier het. Dis lekker daar om vir jou dit lekker te maak daar waar jy is, in die motor, by die huis, by die werk en elke dag. Is dit vir my 'n voorreg om agter die mikrofoon in te skuif. En soos ons met Anelda ook gesels het vandag, werk en roeping. Werk jy vir 'n salaris of leef jy jou roeping uit? Mag dit jou passie wees. Gaan doen wat jou passie is. 11:50, ek moet jou groet hier by KC at Work. Ek is terug môre, selfde tyd, selfde plek. Ek speel vir jou uit met Alamai en Chris Brown. Watcha Makalit. Ek sien jou môre. This is Casey 107.7.